Back here on KRLS, joined now by Central College women's track and field athlete Emily McMartin, following the 4x400-meter relay, where Emily, you helped the squad qualify for the finals tomorrow. Just first off, what's that feeling like to be able to say that you are part of that top group in the 4x4, not just in you know, the American Rivers Conference or Division III, but across all Iowa colleges?
It feels amazing. I think that we really wanted to represent ourselves well today and just go and compete and try our best. Last year we didn't make finals, and I think this year we really came in with the attitude and the mindset that we're capable and we're good enough to make finals. And so I think that we just really trusted ourselves and trusted our training, and we're really excited to give it a go again tomorrow and see what we got.
And you got the baton there in that last race, and it was kind of a back-and-forth deal where I think the first runner got out to lead, kind of fell back to second or third, and then Olivia battled back, got it up to first, then kind of fell back to third. You're able to put the Dutch ahead for good in your guys' heat to make sure that you qualified for that final tomorrow. Just tell us what was going through your mind as you got the baton, as you're trying to run down those runners ahead of you.
Yeah, I think I tried to really just get out strong and stay calm. Sometimes it's hard when people in front of you to try to just go out as fast as you can, but I just tried to stay really patient and try to just stride out that first 200. There's a little bit of wind on the back stretch, so I tried not to strain too much, but just really get out. And then the curve came, which isn't my favorite place to pass people, but I felt like my legs had it, and so I felt like that was a good place to pass and get our team where it needed to be. And I knew if I could get us first or close, that Ava would just take it away as the anchor. And so, yeah, I tried to just really use that curve to get us in a good spot that last 100 and let my legs take me as far as it could.
You talk about trying to get to that finals, because last year you weren't able to get to that point, and the determination of this team to be able to get there now. When you look forward to that race, what's kind of the expectation you guys have set forth to be able to come away with the best possible finish tomorrow?
Yeah, I think this prelim really proved that we deserve to make finals, and I don't think it was a PR. If it was, it was really close to what we ran here 2 weeks ago, and so I think our mindset tomorrow is to use the best seven teams that are alongside us tomorrow to PR and put up a better time in D3, because that's our goal, looking forward to just a couple meets left before nationals. And so, yeah, I think putting up a good time tomorrow and using the really good competition to our advantage.
Real quick, too, you mentioned trying to come back ready tomorrow. Not a lot of rest in between there, and more events still to come for you and your teammates to run this weekend. How do you go about making sure that you're well rested for this event tomorrow again, but also making sure you're putting forth your best foot forward for these races still to come today?
Yeah, for sure. That can be difficult. We still have the 4x2 tonight, too. So, yeah, we might have a little bit of tired legs tomorrow, but we're also used to it. Our conference is 2 days long and nationals is two. And so I think that we've started to gain the confidence that we can do 400s back-to-back days and just give it what we got tomorrow and be competitive and trust the training that we have to, yeah, run our best tomorrow, too.
Emily, congrats on making the finals tomorrow. Best of luck to the Dutch in the 4x4.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Emily McMartin, a former Pella High School track and field athlete, now with the Central College Dutch, qualifying for the 4x400-meter relay tomorrow at the Drake Relays. Again, coming to you from Drake Stadium in Des Moines, this is Tyler Crabb for KNIA KRLS Sports.